Let's go, Lord, and pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you again for time and just worshiping you this morning, Father God. We never would have made it without you, Lord. We just ask that you open up your word this morning as we open up the bread of life. Amen and amen. If you would turn me to John chapter 3. John chapter 3.
Amen.
When you have it, say amen. Amen. Give me 1 second, I'll give you all the page number. For those of you that have the black Bible, it's on 780. If you got the black.
Ain't nobody looking on Bible in here.
Y'all been stealing from the Bibles?
I let two of them go. I let Tina and her friend use one of them. Brought them back this week.
There's some back. If you don't have a Bible, come get one from over here.
On the table right there, coming to the office there, to the left, by the CDs.
This is page 760. I'm sorry, no, 780, isn't it? 780. John chapter 3.
Amen.
I know that book like a school book. All the pages left and right. And when you have to say amen, John chapter 3.
Amen.
Before we get started here this morning, I want to give y'all something. Just give y'all something here real quick.
Yeah. There's nothing in any of these gifts, but I want you to pretend that these are worth their weight in gold. Pretend they're worth their weight in gold. Yeah, you will be mild. Now, pretend they're worth their weight in gold, amen.
Amen.
And the empty CDs, isn't that a shame? Give y'all empty CD cases, praise the Lord.
Worth their weight in gold.
Worth their weight in gold. Here you go. Here you go. Now, what did I just do? It's not really a gift because y'all, you can have if you want the empty cases, amen. But what act did I just do? I just gave you guys something.
Amen.
And the very first person I gave something to, she said thank you. And she received it. Now I want y'all to give the same thing that I gave you to somebody else. Just do a little swap. Just give it to somebody else. And what happens is when you're given something and you give it away, a lot of times people say thank you, appreciate your gift, so on and so forth, and it works back and forth, amen.
Amen.
Well, this is the month in which the world recognizes the birth of Jesus. This is the month in which the world recognizes the birth of Jesus. This is the month when the greatest story ever told began. Jesus Christ was born through the most mighty work of God. Amen.
Amen.
The gospel this morning, the message I'll be preaching on is, it's as simple as he gave. Amen.
Amen.
It's as simple as he gave. Look to your neighbor and say, it's as simple,
it's as simple
as he gave.
As he gave.
You didn't have it, but he gave it to you. You didn't have it, but God gave it to you.
Amen.
God saw a world in need of help, amen.
Amen.
He saw us lost, he gave us a guide. He saw us naked, he gave us garments. He saw us poor and brokenhearted, he gave us a new hope. He saw us in sin, and he gave us salvation. He saw us in trouble, and he gave us a promise. I want you to look to your needs today. Whatever needs you might have, whether it be your family, whether it be your finances, whether it be any need,
I want you to know that he gave it to you. Amen.
Amen.
Look your neighbor again and say, he gave it to you already.
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 What you think you have need of, he gave it to you already.
He gave it to you already.
He gave it to you. Y'all got that? He gave it to you. You see, I know Christmas time is coming. You guys want gifts. You want presents under the tree. And you might not get everything that you need, but I'm going to tell you today, God's already given it to you.
Amen.
God has given you what you need, amen. The gospel is as simple as he gave. It's Christmas time, amen, when we celebrate the birth of God's Son. The world and many Christians will use this time of year to give gifts one to another, will buy Christmas cards, perhaps decorations, perhaps even a Christmas tree. And it's only correct, amen, to thank the person that gives you a gift.
Amen.
Someone who gives you a sweater, what you going to say to them?
Thank you.
Thank you. Someone who gives you a brand new Mercedes-Benz 2009 model, what you going to say to them?
Thank you.
I don't know if it'd just be a thank you. I think it'd be a multitude of thank yous. It'd be like, thank you, thank you, thank you. I didn't, oh my goodness. Thank you for this brand new gift. Thank you. Because the bigger the gift, the greater the gift, it just causes a multitude of thank yous. Someone gives you a Christmas card, you say thank you. Someone gives you $100, you say thank you. Someone gives you a brand new Mercedes-Benz 2009 model, fully loaded leather interior. You're going to be saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then that thanks might keep going and going and going. Every time you get in that car, you might say, thank you. A multitude of praise, amen.
Amen.
To the gift giver. Amen. So my question for you today is, how can we thank God for what he has given us?
Hallelujah.
How can we thank God for saving us from our sins? How can we thank God for giving us everlasting life? How can we thank God for just the multitude of blessings that he's bestowed upon us? How can we properly say thank you to God? What God has given us is bigger than a Mercedes-Benz. What God has given us is greater than anything any man could possibly give us. So how do we thank God for his presence this morning? How can we properly show gratitude for the gift of Christ, amen?
All right. How can we show gratitude?
Here's how.
How?
Jesus was the present. We show thanks by being present for his service.
Amen.
Jesus Christ was the gift, born in a manger of a virgin. And the way that we can say thank you is by being present for service. By every opportunity that we can give thanks to God, we give thanks. We give praise. Praises go up, amen, and blessings come down.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
How can we tell God how thankful we are for his gift? The entire gospel, our salvation, is as simple as if we open our hands to receive. When I came around, you guys could have rejected the little CD that's worth its weight in gold. You guys could have said, no, I don't want it, don't need it. Got a better one at home, don't need it. But when we are presented with something that we did not have, it's only natural for us to accept it.
Amen.
The only time we will reject a gift is if we already had it. If you've got 3 gallons of milk in your refrigerator, and there's no way that you're going to be able to drink 3 gallons of milk before they expire, if someone wants to give you a gift, you might say, you know what, I don't have need of it, give it to somebody else. The only time a person in their right mind will reject something is if they already had it and had it in abundance to where they didn't need it anymore.
Amen.
But what I want to tell you is anything that God gives to you, you need it.
Amen.
Anything that God gives to this world, you need it. You need the Holy Ghost. You need the Word. You need Christ in you, Christ among you. You need Christ everywhere. Whatever God gives, it's something you have need of.
Amen.
It's whatever God gives. You couldn't get it from some other source. Amen. So we have to always be open to God's gifts.
Amen.
John chapter 3 and verse 16. Amen.
Amen.
Probably the most familiar passage of Scripture. Without you guys even looking there, you probably get quoted. That he what? Let's read that real slow this morning. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but through the world might be saved. Amen? So what do we learn in this very first verse of this scripture that we've been quoting our whole life? For God so loved the world that he gave. What? You mean God didn't make me buy it? You mean God didn't make me pay for it? You mean God didn't want me to do anything but to simply open up my heart and receive it? That he gave. What? How many people just give you something? Last week my dad preached on free. He said something is no longer free if the moment that they want something for it is no longer free. But God gave his Son as a gift. For God so loved the world that he gave. Let me break down for you what that word means, he gave. It means to give something. It means to give something or to someone. To act on one's own accord. Meaning just out of their own ability, out of their own kindness, out of God's own person, he just decided to give. As I said, though God Almighty who looks from above saw our true condition. He saw that we were in need of something. So whatever he saw that we had need of, he said, you know what, I'm a good God, and I know how to give good gifts. So I'm not going to let my children who are in need, I'm not going to let them remain naked. I'm not going to let them remain in sin. I'm not going to let them remain in bondage. I'm not going to let them remain in captivity. I'm going to give a cure. I'm going to give my Son. I'm going to give him freely to all who will accept him. They will have what they need. Amen. This Christmas, you might not have the money to buy gifts, but here's what I want you to do. Tell your neighbor, tell your friend, tell your mom, dad, sister, and brother, here's my Christmas gift for you. I heard it, if you go to God, he'll give you what you need. I heard that if you go to God, you don't have to have good credit. You can go to God without any merchandise. You can go to him without a Visa or a debit or some greenbacks. If you go to him, he's going to give you the best gift you could ever have.
Hallelujah.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe it should not perish but have everlasting life. Wrap that all up. Go tell your school, hey, guess what class I've got a gift for you. Guess what class I've got a gift for you. I want you to open up your ears so you can hear the gift. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
Amen.
Is that hard to do? Is that hard to do?
Nope.
If we heard that a bank was giving out $100 bills free of charge, we'd be telling everybody. National City's giving out $100 free of charge. Just go and accept it. Jesus Christ is giving out salvation. Simply go and accept it. Amen.
Amen.
As I said, the only time that we reject a gift is when we have too much of it or don't need it. But whatever God gives us is something that we need. Again, the word give means this, to bestow a gift, to grant, to give to one asking. Meaning that if we ask God for something, if you ask anything according to his will, he'll give it to you. Amen. So meaning if we ask God for something, he will what? Give it. He will give it to us. He will give it to us. Amen. So whatever we have need of, we learn this principle that God gives it to us. He doesn't require anything. He simply gives it to us. He reaches out. He will furnish in a due. He will appoint to an office. He will give us the title of sons of God. He just gives it to us. Because why does God give us these things? Because it says for his love. For God so loved, because he loved us so much that he couldn't stop from giving the gifts. It's like if your child might act real bad the day before Christmas, and you might have it in your heart not to give them nothing but coal. But because of your great love for their overall person, that you'll still give it to them because of your love.
That's right.
God gives his love. He gave us his gift while we were yet sinners. While we were still stinking, rotten, dirty thieves. God gave us his Son. He gave us his love. He gave us every single thing that we needed. The gospel is as simple as he gave.
Hallelujah.
The gospel is as simple as he gave. Well, this isn't the only scripture that tells how God gave. If you look in Matthew chapter 10, it says when he called unto his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness. Amen. It says he gave us talents in John, Matthew chapter 25 and verse 15. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another and to another, and everyone according to his ability. Amen. And it says that he gave sight to the blind.
Thank you.
He gave healing to the sick.
Yes, he did.
He gave glory to those that had none through his name. Amen.
Amen.
And then he gave us the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
You see, I don't know if you guys are getting it this morning, but the gospel is as simple as he gave. You see, sometimes when you receive a gift that's better than what you have, you lay what you have down to embrace what you don't. Amen?
Amen.
I know this year is a hot year for these young kids. What do you want? A Wii? Maybe a Xbox 360? Or the newest PlayStation or any of these things? A cell phone? These are hot items underneath the Christmas tree. Amen? And I've used this illustration 1,000 times, but it's very simple. I'm an old person. Before the Xbox came out, before the Wii, before all these new things, I have what you call an Atari. How many of y'all can go back to the Atari? Playing space rockets and asteroid and centipede and Pac-Man, amen. How many of y'all had those little game systems and they were the best thing you got that year? Oh, mama, daddy, thank you. You know, games in this Atari, I'm going to play it all day long. But then time went past and new advertising came out. Next day in my life, it was a Nintendo. I remember I was about 8 years old, and my dad asked me what I wanted for Christmas. It might have been my birthday, I can't remember. And I said I wanted a Nintendo. And sure enough, on my birthday, my dad got me that Nintendo. And then another year passed by, and the newest thing was a Sega Genesis. And I said, oh, God, I want the Sega Genesis. And sure enough, I got that. And then came up the Nintendo 64. And you didn't have to blow on the disc anymore. I don't know if y'all remember that. And then after the Nintendo 64 came out, the PlayStation 1. Then the PlayStation 2 and the PlayStation 3. Now you got Xbox 360. Preacher, what are you talking about? How many of you can right now remember where your Atari is? When you received a better gift. When you receive a better gift. Old things are passed away. Behold, everything's made new. When you have an old coat and you get a new one, you throw the other one away. It's no good. It doesn't have your love anymore. Let me tell you, when God gives his gift of Jesus Christ into your heart and life, everything else is no good. It's old. I'm putting it away. God didn't have to force me to lay down my Atari. I recognized a better gift. I picked up the Nintendo. The Atari was far as the east is from the west. When God came into my life and he said, I'm going to give you salvation, a new name, a new life. My old life had to be gone. And then he didn't have to force it. He didn't have to make me want to give it up. He said, what I'm giving you is better than what you got right now. And if you accept this gift, you won't need this other one anymore. If you accept what I've got to give you, this other one's going to get dust on it. Lay down your life because I've got a better one for you.
Hallelujah.
For God so loved the world that he gave.
Hallelujah.
Your mom and dad didn't have to force you to give up your Atari and your Nintendo. When you got that dog on Wii, everything else was for sale.
Amen.
Put it on Craigslist. Put it in the newspaper. What you once so loved, so much, gave you so much joy, it's gone. Gone.
Hallelujah.
See, people got the wrong idea. When you come to Christ, when you get saved, you can't party no more. Can't go to the club, can't drink. Can't be lusting after these women. Can't be calling all these girls. And they'll present the gospel to you in a way, in such a way that it seems like you have to give up so much stuff.
Yep.
You can't cuss, can't curse, can't lie, can't steal. And that's true, you can't do these things. But understand this. When you accept God's gift,
amen,
you'll have no need to cuss. You'll have no need to steal. You'll have no need to
commit adultery. You'll have no need to go astray because God gives you more. It meets what you needed and gives you more.
Hallelujah.
God's gift not only satisfies what you need, but his gift gives you more than you could possibly ever ask or think. Amen.
Amen.
The gospel is as simple
as he gave.
And the word of God says that our fathers did eat manna in the desert. And as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. You see, God gives us what we need. And then he gives us so much more that we don't ever need an upgrade. You see, as we had the Atari and the Nintendo and the Xbox, why wouldn't we want another gift? Because they've given it an upgrade.
Well,
when it comes to Jesus, there's never a need for an upgrade.
Right.
There's not going to be a better Savior. There's not going to be another King. There's not going to be another way. Because God's love, his gift, continually gives.
Amen.
Amen. His gift continually gives.
Yes, it does.
Now, here's what happens when you receive the gift of God. Remember, as I said, the only time you don't accept a gift is if you don't need it. You have too much of it. Here's how it works for the gospel. God says, I know you've got 3 gallons of milk.
Pay attention.
The Lord says, I know you have 3 gallons of milk and you're but one person. I'm going to go ahead and give you a million. You might say, God, I don't need that. I don't need that. And the Lord said, I know you don't. But I want you to give it to somebody else. I'm going to give you so much of my love that you have enough to share it with somebody else. You'll have enough to give to someone else. Amen. So when we receive from God, he gives us not only what we need, but he gives us enough so much that we can share with others.
Amen.
And still not have need. Amen.
Amen.
God wants his gift to be overflowing. He wants his gift to be more than enough. Amen.
Amen.
So when we give God's gift to others, we don't have to worry about running out. Amen. I don't know if y'all believe that or not, but what's the scripture say? When there were 5,000, they had but 5 loaves and a couple fish. Amen. And it says that the Lord gave to his disciples, and they gave to everybody else that had need. Now, don't think for a second that these were, that all of a sudden the Lord blessed the fish and all of a sudden there was like 20 billion fish. It just was 5 fish. But when the disciples gave what the Lord had given him, he replenished what they had.
Yeah.
He will continue to replenish what they had. You think that it's hard to share the gospel? You think it's going to take a lot of your energy and time? God will replenish what you've used. Amen. He might cause you to use a little of your money for the furtherance of the gospel.
Well,
what's the name, preacher? He might cause you to use a little of your time for the kingdom. But whatever you use for God on this earth, he will give back to you.
Right.
He says, for those of you that have lost wives, sisters, family, brothers, houses, lands, possessions, you will receive in this time 100-fold. So what God's asking, are you willing to give what I've given you? The Lord doesn't require that we give anything to anybody that we haven't received.
Amen.
I can't share salvation if I haven't received salvation.
Amen.
I can't share the light if I haven't received the light. He will never ask you to give anybody of yourself. He'll never say, Adam, give Adam to that person. He'll never say, John, give John to that person. He'll never do these things. He only asks you to share what he has given you. And how does he ask you to share? By saying thank you. And how do we thank God for his gift was the initial question. How do we thank God for his gift? If someone gives you a car, and someone asks you, hey, who gave you that? You'll testify to that person. If Brother John gives you a car, Tanya, and someone says, where'd you get your car from? Brother John. When God gives us something, we point to the source. Who gave you that light in your eye? God Almighty in heaven who died on the cross for me and you. Who gave you that new soul? God in heaven who gave me my whole life, my everlasting soul. Who gave you the title of being redeemed? God Almighty through Jesus Christ who wouldn't get on the cross. When people see us, our life, our very being is a gift from God. The fact that we were woken up this morning is a gift for God. So what some might ask, why are you so strange? Why are you always so excited? Why are you on medication? Are you crazy? No, it's the Lord. It's the Lord. It's the Lord. All God asks is that we give glory to Him.
Give glory to Him.
If we hold it in ourselves, we'll find ourselves in sin. Amen.
Amen.
Give God the glory. Amen. Give God the glory.
Give God the glory.
Little children, look to your neighbor and say, give God the glory.
Give God the glory.
Give God the glory.
Give God the glory.
And pay attention, amen.
Pay attention.
Pay attention.
Give God glory.
God gave. Look to your neighbor and say, God gave.
God gave.
Me what I need.
What I need.
Say, God gave.
God gave.
You.
You.
What you need.
What you need.
Have you accepted the gift?
Have you accepted the gift?
Yes or no?
Yes.
How many of y'all said yes?
Yes.
Then give God the praise this morning. Give God the praise. Say, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for another day. Thank you for this gift. Hallelujah. Was that so hard?
No.
So what do you need for Christmas? Amen. God has given it to you. What do you need for New Year's? God gave it to you. What do you need to put in your car? God gave it to you. If we can understand that whenever we have a need, that we can go to the Lord and He'll give it to us, then we can know that God is real. Amen.
Amen.
Not to keep you long this morning, go ahead and play a song. This song says, If Not For Grace. But I'm going to close out with this. I feel it's appropriate. I've probably used this closing 1,000 times. But I'm going to tell you a story of a little girl. No older than you. No older than you. How old are you?
And I just began to talk to God. And I just said this to him.
Little girl.
Where would I be?
Hey, Tierra.
You all know.
His little girl, name was Kier, about 5 years old. She was in the store one day with her mom, and she saw these little pearls. Little strange fake pearls. Kier said, Mommy, 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 will you please get me those pearls? Please, Mommy. Mom looked at the price, nothing but $3 or $4. Mom said, I'm not going to give them to you today. But I'll give you some extra chores around the house. I'll give you some chores around the house that you can do to earn the money so you can buy them yourself. So sure enough, they went home, and the mom gave little Kiara some chores to do. And within a couple of days' time, she had enough money to go and purchase these pearls. So they went to the store, and little Kiara, she purchased these pearls, and she put them on. She never took them off. When she would go in the shower, when she would go to school, when she would be with her friends, go to church, she always wore these pearls. She was so happy. She loved them so much. Well, one night her father came to tuck her in and said, Kiara, do you love me?
How sweet.
And Kiara said, yes, Daddy, 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 I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you.
I once was the Lord.
And the daddy said, can I have your pearls? And little Kiara said, no, Daddy, Daddy, no, Daddy, I'll give you anything but my pearls. You can have my teddy bear. And the dad said, no, that's okay. Tucked her in, kissed her goodnight, went out the room. 2 days went by, same scenario. Dad walked in as usual, tucked her in, and says, Kiara, do you love me? She says, yes, Daddy, 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 I love you, I love you, I love you. And he said, well, can I have your pearls? And again, little Kiara said, no, 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 Daddy, I'll give you my favorite book. And Dad said, that's okay. Kissed her goodnight, and well, she went to sleep. After that, the dad didn't ask her anymore for her pearls. She still wore them every single day, in and out. Well, a couple weeks went by, and the dad went to tuck her in, and he walked in the room and found little Kiara crying. Just streams of tears coming down her eyes. Just coming down her eyes, just crying. And the daddy said, what's wrong? And she took off her pearls and said, here, Daddy, you can have my pearls. At that time, the dad reached into his pocket and pulled out a genuine strand of pearls and gave them to his daughter. That entire time, he wanted to give her that gift. But until she was willing to give what she held so much to, He was unable to bless her. If you give God your life today, He is willing to give you a new one. If you're willing to give God your life, He will give you what you could never earn. She could never earn the true pearl. But God is our Father, and He will give us what we could not earn. Amen. I ask y'all to stand this morning.
And I just began to talk to God. And I just said this to Him. Where would I be? You all know. I'm glad.
Those of you that have never truly given God your life, but have always been holding something back. God is here this morning to give you what you could not get yourself. If you need salvation this morning, just raise your hand. We'll pray with you and have the Lord come in your life. Anybody need salvation this morning? Know the Lord? You know Jesus? If you don't have Jesus as your Lord and Savior this morning, come to these altars and pray and ask God to come into your heart and life. If you need prayer this morning, you can come and we'll pray with you. This is the season that God gives us given, amen. Simply say thank you to the Lord.
If not for grace, amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
God, give me.
I once was lost, but now I'm found, a hopeless case, an empty place, if not for grace, a hopeless place, an empty place. If not for grace, how many could say that tonight? A hopeless case, an empty place. If not for grace, thank you. Have you enjoyed tonight? Have you been in His presence? How many believe He's holy? Come on, if He's holy, give Him praise. And I just began to talk to God. And I just said this to Him. Where would I be? I'm glad. If not for grace, How many could say that tonight? A hopeless case, an empty place, if not for grace. Have you enjoyed tonight? Have you been in His presence? How many believe He's holy? Come on, if He's holy, give Him praise. And I just began to talk to God. And I just said this to Him. Where would I be? You all know. I'm glad you see through eyes of love, a hopeless case, an empty place.
Not for grace.
If not for grace, where would I be?
You only know. Amen. Thank you for all the prayers. God answers prayers. Amen. Watch God.